The Traveler's Journal, August 19th, taking a ride on Britain's railway treasures. The British have long had a passion for trains. Their love affair began in 1825, when the world's first railway started running between two towns in northeast England. The owner of the Stockton and Darlington line was looking for a cheap way to move coal from his mines to port, 30 miles away. But he soon found that people also liked to come along for the ride at the then terrifying speed of 15 miles an hour. Railways quickly built up a real head of steam, and over the next two decades, hundreds of rail lines were laid all across Britain. Over time, most have been merged into the vast network now called Brit Rail. But more than 100 of the old lines survived and still carry passengers. Dedicated volunteers run most of these venerable steam trains, which give visitors a chance to climb aboard and take a ride through history. Steam engine magazines in London's Transport Museum carry complete listings, but here are three of the best. With a train of tiny wooden coaches, the Romney Hythe and Dymchurch Railway still chugs a 14-mile route along the coast of southeast England. In East Sussex, the fabulously refurbished stations and carriages of the Bluebell Railway recall the halcyon days of luxury train travel. In northwest Wales, Britain's last cogwheel line, the Snowdon Mountain Railway, huffs to the summit of the picturesque peak of the same name. For avid rail buffs, a ride on any of these lines can provide an afternoon of pure pleasure. Visit our website, travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.